Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Cattle market prices have been at historic highs for some time now, and in part one of this discussion, Extension Specialist Elliot Dennis talked about how consumer demand has been a key factor in driving the market. On today's Almanac, he talks about the supply side, including heifer retention and the cow market.
When I look at kind of the supply side, there's really, two primary areas that we tend to focus on for herd rebuild. That's heifers held back for retention, and the other one is the cow market. And really, there's no incentive besides high-value profits to retain heifers right now. They're very expensive to retain. The value is in selling them and selling them at really light weights. And the cow market is so high right now that if you had an old cow and it was, breathing, we want to sell it because there's just so much value in the coal market. And that has a lot to do, once again, with consumer demand of consumers purchasing ground beef. We just don't have enough ground beef on the market that consumers want to purchase. And so when we think about kind of long-term growth in the industry, kind of rebuilding the herd, that's really difficult when we're not retaining and we're just fattening them all out and harvesting them. And we're harvesting our coal cows that have a lot of value right now. In fact, I show in kind of an earlier article that when we look at kind of where the market's pricing it at, we see that the coal cow market is extremely high. And so if you were to go and buy, a four-year-old cow that's bred maybe 2 or 3 months, and you were to price in what would be the break-even costs and all these things, what you're seeing is that the market is fully pricing in the value of her as a coal, appropriately pricing in what it is for about essentially 2 or 3 calves in the future. And so thinking about long-term value in the market and herd regrowth, it's just hard to grow the herd when you're, harvesting a lot of cows and not retaining. Or we have a couple indicators of why that is. The first is heifers that are slaughtered. That's our first indicator. That hasn't come down. The second is heifers on feed, which is a quarterly number that USDA provides to us. And normally we need to be in that 37% of total cattle on feed or heifers, really 36.5% to 37% to be saying, okay, that's going to trigger some herd rebuild. And the other number is total number of heifers that are going through sale barns or really sold off the farm. All three of those numbers would suggest that heifers are still being sold. The only number that slows kind of slight potential optimism is the total number of heifers that are sold through sale barns. That has started to come down just a little bit, but not nearly enough to be in a situation where we could see massive herd regrowth within the next, 12 months. And even if we are retaining those heifers, we all understand the biology of it. The time when we retain that heifer to its bred till it's that calf reaches the consumer is several years. And so those are going to have long run implications, but short term dynamics, sure, hold up for higher prices as long as consumers are willing to purchase.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.